This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Phase one of the trade agreement between the U.S. and China has been signed and should be up and running by late February. And after the signing last week, the potato industry announced it found a pleasant surprise in the details. Cam Quarrel, CEO of the National Potato Council, says it was very good news.
So we're pretty excited that they got to a phase one deal. We've gotten some great information out of the White House that in addition to simply stabilizing the calming down the ratcheting of tariffs upward, there's also some language in the agreement related to fresh market access for U.S. potatoes. So that was a very pleasant surprise.
But Matt Lance, Vice President of Global Access for Bryant Christie, says the potato export part of the deal is not quite final.
The language says that an agreement shall be signed and implemented within 7 working days of entry of force of the broader agreement. So within 7 working days of the implementation of the broader agreement, there should be an agreement on shipping potatoes to China. But there's a lot of work that has to happen before that occurs.
Right.
So February 24th, if you count the working days, that's when we're hoping to have an official potato agreement.
The signing happened in Washington, D.C. last Wednesday, while most potato industry heavyweights were in Las Vegas for the 2020 Potato Expo. Tune in tomorrow for more on the signing of the Phase 1 trade agreement.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.